When Dennis Halliday, the United Nations coordinator in Iraq, resigned in 1998 to protest the effects of the sanctions, he condemned them as a deliberate policy to destroy the people of Iraq and called their implementation genocide. Given that the United States has starved the Iraqis for over a decade and caused the deaths of several hundred thousand of their children, one wonders why former Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz and others believed American invading forces would be welcomed as liberators. In the wake of 9/11, a new threat to civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan materialized in the forms of random killings by Americans' often poorly led and unaccountable armed forces. These victims were shot by snipers, strafed by helicopters, buried under the rubble of their houses by bombs, incinerated by fire, and left to rot in the streets of cities like Fallujah, Iraq, to be gnawed on by dogs. The military keeps no public record on their numbers, what Boston Globe journalist Derek Jackson calls this atrocity of silence. But the evidence indicates that in Iraq, in the first years after the invasion, such killings by Americans amount to between twice and 10 times the people slain by insurgents' bombs. On June 2, 2005, the Iraqi Interior Ministry announced that, over the previous 18 months, insurgent violence had claimed the lives of some 12,000 civilians, whereas the estimates of the numbers killed by the American military ranged from a low of 21,000 to over 40,000. In July 2005, Dr. Hatim al-Awani, head of the Iraqi Humanitarian Organization in Baghdad, released his group's estimate that the total number of Iraqis killed from all causes since the U.S. invasion was 128,000, including those who died in the U.S. assaults on Fallujah. A year later, the American public began slowly to awaken to the U.S. military's lax discipline in using lethal force against civilians. Serious cases of out-of-control Marines executing the elderly, women and children, at Haditha, Ishaqi, and elsewhere, amounted to the equivalent in Iraq of the My Lai massacre during the Vietnam War. William Longavisha, a national correspondent for the Atlantic Monthly, wrote from Baghdad, "However vicious or even sadistic the insurgents may be, they are acutely aware of their popular base and are responsible for fewer unintentional collateral casualties than are the clumsy and overarmed American forces." Dar Jamail, one of the BBC's correspondents in Iraq, reported, "Coalition and Iraqi security forces may be responsible for up to 60% of conflict-related civilian deaths in Iraq. Far more than are killed by insurgents, confidential records obtained by the BBC's Panorama program reveal. One of the least reported aspects of the U.S. occupation of Iraq is the oftentimes indiscriminate use of air power by the American military." This book is continued on Disc 2.